What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And we decided to bust out a special episode for you guys because of everything that's happening. So we're going to be talking about how to keep your sanity while in quarantine during this crazy pandemic.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety and stress management and practical tips to prepare you. And you guys, we're recording this remotely right now. All of us are in our different apartments. We're not looking at each other. So there might be a bit of a delay while we're talking. It's going to be a wild ride. And we're just going to have to be extra intuitive as we record this because we don't know when somebody's trying to talk or chime in. So please bear with us, but we're trying to be as safe as possible, obviously.
Yeah. And just a little special thing. We're so happy to have Taylor with us. This is the best.
I know.
Hey, guys.
The only
all it took
lining.
Was a global emergency.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime we want Taylor on more, we just got to make sure a pandemic is happening. And, it'll
schedule
be great.
Has really freed up.
Yeah, we are super, super happy to have you here with us again, Tay. Here's just a quick little COVID-19 cheat sheet. Here's some key facts to know about coronavirus. There's no cure. It is more serious than the flu. You don't need symptoms to be a carrier. Home remedies, essential oils will not protect you from COVID-19. Social distancing and or isolation are the best to curb transmission. So those are just some quick little fun facts. I know that probably does not ease anxiety, but I do think the whole like ignorance is bliss thing is probably not the best mindset for what's happening right now. I think even though the information is scary, it's safer to have the information.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Taylor.
No, that was all I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I, you know what? I think we're really in this episode, we're going to really try our best to like, you know, balance, like we need the information, but we don't want to have this thing take over your lives where you feel like every day is like scary and you're fearful all the time. It's kind of finding that balance, right, guys, of like being informed, but also trying to take care of yourself and develop a routine so this stuff is not just like, you know, making you nuts.
Yeah. Well, and it's good. I mean, like us even recording right now, even though we can't see each other, that is a step to like, it feels good to be connected to you guys. And even though we're not like live talking with you listeners. It feels good that we're connecting with you somehow, and hopefully being able to listen to this episode will make you feel a little less like take 1 hour out of that feeling of isolation that we're all feeling of like stretching on and on right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. I didn't realize it. I don't think I realized it until we all got on that video call for Patreon yesterday where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I miss people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. It is so weird. Just the heads up, we're going to be talking about like symptoms and stuff like that and ways you can prepare, but we're also going to be trying to, you know, squeeze some fun in this episode too. And like what you can do inside your home to like, you know, enjoy your time while this is happening. So Taylor, do you want to go into some of the symptoms that people can be aware of?
Yes. So COVID-19's main differentiator, according to the CDC, are shortness of breath, fever, which can lead to fatigue, and cough. So those are the three symptoms that kind of like differentiate from, you know, a normal cold, basically. Because I don't know, if you're like me, if you get a cold and there's something more serious going around, I'm like, well, I have it. Here it is.
Right.
It's here.
Right.
And that's what's so hard is like this cold and flu season has been like the worst already. I mean, I got a horrible cold a couple times between like October and January. Nothing like, I mean, I didn't have a fever or a cough or anything like that at any point, but just like horrible sinus infections. And I have, you know, people in my family who have that right now. And we're all just kind of like, okay, are you coughing? Do you have a fever yet? Like, it seems like the cough and the fever are the two big ones. And I think it's like a dry cough, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're phlegmy, you can have a wet cough, which is also scary.
Yeah.
And these symptoms tend to start off mild and develop slowly. So after 8 to 9 days, symptoms may worsen and start to resemble symptoms of the flu or common cold. This is what's so tough about it. And this is why Sam and I have been holed up in my apartment. We've gone to the grocery store and that's it. Like, that's like the only thing we've done. We each did like one interview last week on Wednesday. And then shit kind of hit the fan and we were like, oh, okay, we have to cancel everything. But since we got back to LA last Monday, it's Wednesday now, that's the only thing we've done is like, we've gone out like once besides the grocery store, or the pharmacy, because we've been traveling a ton. And like Kelsey's been traveling, like anybody who's been traveling a lot and performing and shaking a lot of people's hands, like this can incubate for a while. So you don't know if, you know, you have it and you're spreading it, or if you're just, you know, fine. Like you can't tell. So it's best to try to self-isolate as much as you can. I know it's not an option for everybody, but if it is an option for you and you can for 2 weeks, if not longer, to make sure that you don't have anything, that's the best way to go. And also like we're young and healthy. So like, we definitely had like some fatigue and stuff last week and weren't feeling like amazing. We've had that before though, just from traveling and not sleeping well. And like, we've been doing a bunch of press, so we weren't sure. We started to feel better, but like it comes in kind of waves for me. Like I wasn't coughing the last couple of days. And then I went for a run yesterday, stayed far away from people. And then like this morning I was coughing again. And I'm just like, I have no idea. Like, you have no idea if you have it, and you could have it and have no symptoms at all, like Idris Elba. Or you could have it and have some symptoms, but for you, it's totally like not a big deal, but it could put someone else's life in danger. So anybody who's still like going out, I think even people who are like getting together with groups of friends, like you're like, well, he said 10 people. Why even risk it? Why even get together with 8 of your friends? Because you have time off work and you can have a wine night, like stay home, spend time with your family or your partner and limit your interactions so that we're not unknowingly spreading this.
It's just not necessary, you know, and I think those guidelines are like, if you have to go somewhere, you know, like that's different. But if it's something that just doesn't need to happen, there's really no point. And obviously it can be super lonely if you're living on your own. But there's definitely, you know, if you make an effort to like make FaceTime dates with people, like one, my best friend and I are going to get together for a FaceTime date while we have a nice little glass of wine with each other over FaceTime. You know, we're doing that kind of stuff. So it feels like we're still, oh, it's happy hour just from the comfort of our bedrooms, you know? So right. I think there's ways to still be social. And that's what's so wonderful about social media. You guys, we can video our friends and family. Like we can connect with them super quickly. There's just no reason to be gathering right now. Like there's, especially because you can have it with no symptoms. So you could feel fine and be going about your day like, well, I'm not affected by this, not realizing that, you know, you might be spreading it to other people, or you might be getting it from somebody who doesn't have the symptoms. So
It's just with what happened and what's happening in Italy, it's like, we do have it. It's fortunate that we can see a little bit into what could happen to us, or maybe a chance of it not being as bad if we take the necessary precautions. But
totally,
it's like, I feel like the attitude of a lot of people is like, yeah, but I don't want to. It's like, well, no one said this is going to be fun. Like, yeah, it fucking sucks to like sit inside all day. And like, you know, that's why we're doing this episode of things you can do to try and make it less boring. But yeah, it's not really meant to be fun. This is a really hard time, but we have to do what we can to keep people safe.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the people who are like feeling good and are young and stuff, I think we have an even bigger responsibility to stay inside, because we might be feeling well enough to do things, but we're people who can pass it to people who are highly susceptible that would not survive this. And so I really hope that even if people are feeling okay, that they're just not risking it. And so honestly, I don't know if this is like the first time you even heard like the term social distancing. I never had even like, you know, heard of this as a concept. But this is basically what it is. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Here's an analogy to help us understand how this virus could spread and why social distancing may help prevent it. So imagine wet paint and marbles in a box. The more marbles are there, the further the paint will spread. Decreasing the number of marbles is how we limit how much the paint spreads. All right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Thank you, Lauren, our lovely producer, for that analogy. So self-quarantine and social distancing are the best way not to be an additional marble in the box of wet paint. So remember, even if you don't show symptoms or feel confident about recovery, like if you feel confident you can get through it, you can still be a carrier and spread the virus. So I mean, this whole, you know, the social distancing thing, this term was kind of like a new thing for me to hear about, because I just, you know, keeping your space from somebody, I would assume like, I just don't want to be around people at all. But if you have to be around them, what is it, like a 6-foot rule that they're saying, you guys?
Yes, 6 feet apart.
Right. So if you do have to go somewhere, just make sure you have plenty of space in between when you're like shopping at the store or whatever, you know, picking up medication at a pharmacy.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting to me. So yeah.
If someone's trying to really get up on your ass in line at the grocery store, just give them like a side eye, like, back up, yo. So here's some tips for protecting yourself if you do need to leave the house. Avoid running out and about when you are displaying symptoms. So just that's such a big thing. If that's even if you start to get to that place, try and see if there are other things you can do to get what you need. I know that I was having a really hard time finding groceries online through Amazon or Whole Foods, but Target did have some left, not very many, but they have a service now where like Shoppers will go out for you and get the groceries and deliver them to you. So try to do what you can if you are feeling sick. And even if you're not feeling sick, like I'm feeling okay right now, but I did not want to go be in the grocery store if I didn't have to.
Yeah, that's great.
Wash your hands with soap for 20 seconds after using the bathroom or returning home. I know there's been like a bazillion tweets and memes about this, about how nobody has been actually washing their hands for like the long enough amount of time this whole time.
We're nasty.
20
seconds is a long time.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, but it's a good reminder. Don't touch your face in public places or high traffic areas. I mean, I think in general, don't touch your face right now, even if you're at home, because it's easy to just like touch something. And although I will say, like, my dermatologist has been telling me to not touch my face for fucking 20 years because of acne. And like, that hasn't stopped me for 20 years. So like, I'm trying really hard to take it seriously now, but
yeah,
have you guys been doing the whole, almost like a little bit of OCD thinking where it's like, okay, I'm washing my face right now, but I'm technically touching my face. Like, do you guys think like that at all? I've been totally spiraling with like how I'm possibly spreading things to myself.
Right.
Oh, I thought about that, washing my face. But I also haven't been leaving the house. So
yeah.
I always make sure I wash my hands with like hot water for 20 seconds really well before I do any of that. And if you think that I am not Clorox wiping, we're at the point we're getting groceries delivered and we are Clorox wiping them down. I Clorox wiped a box of LaCroix the other day. This is what it's coming to. This is what it's coming
to. Smart. That's so smart though. Shit.
It can live on
that.
Surfaces apparently.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
I'm becoming a germaphobe.
Yeah. Welcome. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, this is what happens when type A's get quarantined.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. For me, I'm just washing my hands a lot. And even if I like go outside just to like walk Maverick and take him to the bathroom, I'm just like washing my hands and stuff when I get in. And I'm leaving my shoes at like the front near the door. Like I'm not, you know, I'm just like trying not to walk on my carpet, you know, with shoes, like just all that, all those kinds of things. And, but yeah, mostly just, you know, I feel the safest inside. So I'm really just like staying in or going on a walk in my neighborhood to take Maverick out and just staying away from everybody.
Yeah.
And even if I do go out on a walk, I swear, oh my God, I look like I look like I'm ready for the end of times when I go out. Like I'm really? In like the craziest outfit. I got my giant jacket on, like zipped up with my hood on.
Oh my God.
I'm a fucking big time doomsday look right now, you guys. If anybody has been seeing on my Instagram, that is actually what I've been wearing. Not a joke. I'm probably scaring enough people. Like nobody's going to want to come up and talk to me because I look crazy. So you know, that could be a tactic too. When you go out, look insane and nobody will try to be next to you. And they'll let you get that last roll of toilet paper because they don't want to fuck with you, you know?
Yeah. I wish I could order one of those suits like Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner wear in Arrival when they talk to the aliens.
Oh my God. Yes.
Nothing coming in, nothing going out. Like I want a hazmat suit right now.
Maybe that'll be like some of our merch coming up. Just like I don't know, hazmat suits. Is that what they're called? With the self-helpless logo.
Yeah, just start selling masks with our logo on it. Okay, a few more ways to protect yourself. Obviously, if you have to sneeze and cough, do it into your elbow. Not your hand. If I see you cough into your hand, I will punch you in the ear. Like, what?
Seriously.
Who are you? Yeah, why are you still doing that? Wipe down high contact surfaces such as door handles, light switches, and steering wheels. I know we just talked about that. Or wipe down your groceries too. I mean, I think you're right, Tay. Like, I don't think that's that outlandish to do.
Right.
Isn't that sad that that's where we're at now, where we're like, wipe down your groceries.
Wipe down your groceries.
Do it.
Well,
we ordered takeout and wipe down our takeout.
For real?
For real. We were like that paranoid. We're like, let's get ramen and we will disinfect the containers that they came in, which is like, you feel like a psycho doing it, but you're like,
No, it makes sense.
Why would you not do everything?
Well, and also
it gives you peace of mind, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like, honestly, because stress is such a big part of this and stress lowers your immune system, whatever you need to do to feel good, just fucking do it. Like, I mean, as long as you're not endangering other people, but even if you feel like this is excessive, if it makes you feel safer and less stressed out, then I think it's a good idea. I watched this video on Twitter of a guy who has some sort of specialty in this, but he talked about how taking, you know, the Lysol and Clorox wipes, you can go in pretty hard on like your computer keyboard and stuff like that, and it'll be fine. But with your phones, he was recommending using a paper towel and getting it just like a little damp, running it over your phone, over the screen, and then doing the same thing with a paper towel that has a little bit of soap, and doing the same thing and then wiping it all off again with like a slightly damp paper towel, because you can, and he's saying that that should achieve like the same cleanliness effect as you were as if you were using a Lysol wipe. But if you continue to use Lysol wipes on your phone, you will wear down that sort of like special screen that your touch screen has.
Oh, and you can start to see
tiny little cracks. Like you'll create little cracks in the screen if you keep using super abrasive chemicals like that on it. So some people don't care. And again, it's like, if you get more peace of mind by using a Lysol wipe on your phone, fucking use a Lysol wipe on your phone, or maybe use a Lysol wipe on like the back part of your phone and use soap on the front. But just a little tip with that. And then, don't share foods, dishes, or utensils, and have inside clothes to change into once you get home. Oh, that's interesting.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Me neither. I've been trying to do that. You know what's so funny? This is so funny. I've been trying to do that. And the reason I do that is because I was a nanny for a long time back in the day. And I remember one of like the mom's rules was when the kid gets home from school, she's got to change immediately and throw the school clothes in the hamper to try to prevent, you know, from getting sick. And the mom is a doctor. So I was like, oh, I got to do that for myself. And so whenever I've been at like a public place for a long day or something, I will often come home, change my clothes immediately. And I usually just get into PJs, let's be real. But I take the dirty clothes off right away. So that is something I've been trying to stick to. And I've been also hanging my jacket that I go out on walks in, like near my door, not like back in my closet. You know, I don't know, just in case it's like my going out jacket, I'm separating it. I don't know if it's doing shit, but it's making me feel better. That is definitely something that's a good thing to incorporate for sure.
Yeah. Anything you can do to make you feel more in control, I think is all right. Yes. Like even going for a run yesterday, it made me feel better and it made me feel worse because going out, I mean, going for like a walk in a suburban neighborhood, you can stay away from people pretty easily. Like that doesn't feel dangerous or anything. But it does suck to like go for a 25-minute run and during that run see, you know, two people running out to a car to pick something up from someone that's dropping something off to them, and they're in N95 masks, and then in the same block seeing like two teenagers like making out and smoking weed. It's tough because right now anybody who's like following, you know, the CDC guidelines and taking this really seriously, not everybody's doing that yet because they don't have to. Right. And seeing people taking it lightly when you're not is like, oh my gosh. Like it's really hard. It's been tough for me mentally to handle that. I mean, I have friends that are not taking it seriously. I had a friend who told me months ago to take it seriously. And I was like, it's fine. It's nothing. And now I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot. And I still have friends now who are saying like, just wash your hands. It's cool. And I'm like, what? No. So, I mean, everyone will come around eventually, but it's rough right now.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How do you guys feel about the masks? Because I can't remember if we talked yet on the podcast about it, but, you know, I had been wearing them on planes for a few months. And then somebody told me that, like, if you're wearing a mask, but you're not sick, you're actually like, you can increase the chance of you getting something because you're creating a damp environment around your mouth where bacteria can live. And that it's more that masks are better for people who are sick to prevent them from like spreading, like coughing outward like that. So
I heard that too,
but I'm not a doctor. And again, you know, you listeners, you know that we guys, that we aren't doctors and we're just trying to give the best information we can. But like, I still don't know yet. Like, how do you guys feel about that?
I feel like doctors have been saying those masks that you just get at the drugstore don't do anything anyway. They help a little bit if you are sick, just because you're not coughing directly on people. I talked to a doctor who said the N95 masks can help, but you have to get them, like, in addition to ordering them, you also have to get them like fitted to your face.
Yes.
So, and it's like hard to breathe in them, apparently. Yes. Like, they're kind of like constricting.
Yeah, that if you're using them properly. Like,
why would we buy? And it's also responsible to buy them when like medical professionals need them more. Something else I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. That it's like if you are trying to fit it yourself, there's a pretty low chance that you're actually doing it accurately. And if you are doing it the right way, it's very uncomfortable. Like they're not aren't gonna like be breathing very easily.
Yeah, I'm not doing the mask thing right now. I'm not doing that. I don't know if that's something I will do. Honestly, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, do you guys have gloves? Even like if they're not like medical gloves, you guys just have like winter gloves?
I have kitchen gloves for cleaning.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I got kitchen gloves too.
Yeah, I'd recommend. I was at the grocery store and I saw people out with them, and I was like, "Oh, that's smart." So now, if I've had to go out, I've been wearing gloves. I think that's just a good peace of mind thing to know that at least you're not getting that actual skin contact with like a credit card machine at the grocery store or whatever, kind of on surfaces.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Just getting some disposable gloves that you can just toss before you get back in, you know, to your home or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing about going out to grocery stores. I mean, grocery stores are not everywhere, obviously, but where we are in LA are just like cleaned out. If you go like a few hours after they open, like everything's gone. So things we've been reading say, don't go all out in prepper mode, as you don't want to take away supplies from those in need. So like for over-the-counter medications, purchase only what you need for 30 days. And for food and supplies, if possible, limit to 2 weeks at a time and not more. I mean, again, I think that makes sense. I've read different things. I've read like prepare for 30 days. I've read prepare for 2 weeks. I think it makes sense not to like go into hoarding mode for sure. And I know people have been doing that. You see those horrifying stories online right now about people hoarding toilet paper or hand sanitizer and like trying to sell it for way more, which is so gross.
People suck.
Price
gouging. People suck so hard. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that we're gonna like have a food shortage or anything, at least I hope not. Like it just seems like people are freaking out and it's getting less convenient for sure.
I have been out of toilet paper for 5 days, 6 days. I have not had it. Just Kleenex. We were able to find Kleenex more easily than toilet paper, but I mean we only have like 2 boxes of Kleenex left and I don't know what we're gonna do after that.
get a water bottle, put some water in it, and start your own DIY bidet, baby.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That is not applicable for IBS. I don't know what your situation is after you go number two, but like a little water bottle spritz ain't doing shit.
Start spritzing that beehole, baby. You can do it.
Oh my god!
Toilet paper ran out early. I mean, we got paper towels.
Oh, have you been wiping with paper towels?
I mean, we still have a little bit of toilet paper left, but I will. Yeah.
Oh god, that just sounds like rough.
Are
there no flushable wipes either? I haven't looked.
No, it's complete. I mean, it is like World War Z. There's nothing.
Ugh. What about online, Kels? Can you get Kleenex and toilet paper online right now? Have you checked? Is that how you got it?
I got Kleenex in the grocery store maybe a week ago, but I can't find anything online.
Jeez. Oh my gosh, that's insane. Speaking of this, I have to pee really quick. Can I pee while we're recording? Can you guys just talk while I pee?
Hold on. Of course. the joys of recording remotely.
Take a pee break, everybody.
You know what's so funny, though, about you like saying I should use a water bottle is when you and I spoke yesterday and I was like, hey, how are you doing with all this? Like, you know, a lot of people, part of why they're struggling so much right now is they are not used to being stuck at home. They like
work
in an office. And you're like, you know, this is kind of my jam. Like, this is what I do anyway. And I was like, we need to make you like a shirt that says like quarantine queen. Like, you are, this is it for you. Like, you are living your best life right now.
Oh, dude, I almost feel guilty even saying this, you guys, and I don't even know if I should say it, but, like, I am kind of enjoying the fact that I can just be at home with Cam with, like, no stress or pressure to do anything else. Like, I'm really kind of enjoying this time together, and I know that sounds horrible to say because people are sick and, you know, and it's a terrible thing that's happened, but like, you know, to be honest, Cam and I are like having fun. I mean, we are working from home together. We are making the most of it. And like, what else are you going to do? Like you can run around screaming around your apartment, like hysterical, like what the fuck's going to happen.
Right.
Or
does that help?
You can only, you can only do that for what? 5-10 minutes before you're exhausted. You can only do that for so long, so you like might as well make the most of it and enjoy your time, especially enjoy the time with, you know, whoever you can be next to in your home or, you know, FaceTiming and stuff. So let's definitely get into the things that you can do to keep this shit fun, okay? So, well, that was a good transition, I guess.
Perfect.
But first, let's kind of talk about alternatives to socializing in public. Even if you have the strongest immune system ever and an endless supply of hand sanitizer, don't go out unless you absolutely need to, which we've talked about before. Really, like, if you can keep it limited to grocery store and medication runs. But this doesn't mean you have to lose contact with the world. So here's the thing, guys. I made a hot list of things that Cam and I have been doing and that I've been doing for like, you know, over a year working from home. But, you know, like take care of your body. Like if you want to start doing like online workout videos, we've said this before for like all things hip hop. I love Kiara Lachey. Kelsey's been watching her too. If she's got a great YouTube channel of different hip hop, like video workouts, it's super fun. And I know yoga with Adrienne, she's amazing too. And I've been watching her for a very long time. So those are the two people I am watching right now. And just depending on my mood, if I feel like I, you know, kind of want a more relaxing type of thing, I'll go to yoga with Adrienne videos. And if I want to pump it up a notch, I'll go to Kiara Lachey videos.
That's
what I've been doing, right? You can have video chat, like dinner dates, which we kind of already talked about, like, you know, schedule something with a friend and eat a meal together while you're talking over FaceTime, you know, I'm trying not to like really drink alcohol right now. I'm trying to keep my immune system in top shape. So I've been having a lot of a lot of hot tea and stuff. So when I do have my little date with my best friend, I'm probably going to have a hot tea, not a glass of wine, to be honest, but she might be drinking. Let's be real. So that's something we can do. Schedule the phone calls and FaceTimes with friends and everything. You know, there is a suggestion on here where you can like hang out with a friend at a park, but stay 6 feet away. I would say, don't, you know, like I know that some people are doing that to like kind of get fresh air, and that's fine. And obviously if this lasts for a long time, those types of things will happen and probably be more of a possibility. But I think at this point, like, I would really just try to stick to the FaceTime stuff, right? And of course, you know, binge watching TV and movies and all that stuff. If you've been waiting to do like a marathon or something, go ahead and do that now, obviously. Just don't watch things like Contagion and Outbreak, please. That will probably make you freak out. I've just been wanting to watch Outbreak, and I'm like, don't you fucking do it.
But real quick, though, I can't believe I'm saying this. Oh, no. I have been the one in my household right now who is pushing to watch Contagion.
No, Taylor. No.
Why?
Sam will not do it. He refuses. And I don't blame him, but I have told him, I was like, babe, I looked it up. They find a vaccine at the end. He's like, no, I don't want to watch it. I was like, but like, wouldn't it help to just watch people going through the same thing we're going through? Like, wouldn't that kind of like whatever? He's like, no, we should watch that couple in quarantine video we put out was like a real thing that happened. He was like, we should be watching like Holocaust videos for perspective. That our ancestors had to go through harder things than this, and that'll make us feel better. And I was like, why can't it be both? Why can't we watch everything that's sad?
I mean, it is like trending on Netflix right now, like Outbreak. It's like everybody's fucking watching it, obviously. But I, for me, it's like I'm already an anxious person. I think that will just heighten my anxiety through the roof.
Yeah, you got to know what it's going to do to you.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously, watch with caution, you guys. If it's making you feel crazy, then, you know, you might want to turn it off. I'm watching a lot of happy things right now, but I do understand your point, Taylor, of like, let's watch something like maybe there'll be some hot tips in there too. Who knows? But like with like Contagion, they found a vaccine. Like, we haven't found like a cure for this yet. So I think that would freak me out a bit, you know? But more hot things you can do inside, guys. Cam and I like to play Name That Tune. We're like, listen to music.
God, you guys are so embarrassing. Don't tell people that you do that on a podcast. Oh, God.
Here's what it actually is. Cam will play songs from, you know, whatever, Spotify, I guess. And he will just watch me try to figure it out. And because I don't know much about, you guys know, I don't really know who sings what and the names of bands and stuff like that. And so it's really him laughing at me struggle to figure out who it is. And he will just continue to give me hints along the way until I figure it out. So he'll say stuff like, okay, where do you drop your mail off, Delaney? Oh, the post office. Yeah, exactly. Keep going. It's a whatever rapper who does this. Oh, Postal Malone. He's like, okay, now cut off the
Postal Malone.
Postal Malone.
This is how we play Name That Tune, guys. It's just a suggestion. we've been cooking meals together and having like a nice dinners with each other. So like, light a candle, put some music on, have a nice dinner, put your phones away, no screens, no social media, just, you know, do that. We had a paint night together. We've had a couple paint nights, actually. We like to paint on like canvas or, you know, paint little things like that. And that's been pretty fun. You guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guys, this is a great time. Any kind of project around the house or your apartment that you've been waiting on, might as well work on it. There's been like, there's been furniture I've been wanting to paint and like, you know, like things that I've been kind of wanting to like repurpose for decorations. And that's the stuff that I've been working on just like for fun. So if there's little things like, you know, I've been meaning to hang that shelf on my wall or just stuff like that, you can make maybe a little list of projects like that around your house and just feel like you're kind of tending to your home right now. That might make you feel a little positive about this.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot with Maverick, like a lot of puppy playtime happening. Definitely, which is nice. And, you know, maybe turn on like a movie, like one of your favorite childhood movies or something. If you want to feel comforted, get some nice nostalgia going. Those are just some of the tips, you know. Have a self-care night where you're like taking a bath and or a hot shower and you're, you know, painting your toenails, whatever you got to do. Just anything.
I love that. I think also it helped me to try and stick to a routine because it's easy during this time of feeling like, okay, well, I technically have nothing I need to go out and do right now. It's easy to just like stay in your pajamas all day and not take a shower, not do any of the things that you usually would do that you don't even realize add to your well-being. So instead, the other morning I was like, okay, I'm getting my shit together. So I stuck to my usual routine. I got up, I showered, I put jeans on. It's weird, like the power of jeans, it just makes you feel like you've got your shit together a little bit more, right? Than if you're just lounging in cat hair covered sweats all day. It's a different energy.
The power of jeans is so funny.
Big jean energy, baby.
Big jean energy coming in. For me,
yoga pants give that for me because usually I'm in like oversized sweatpants because I wear cams clothes. So when I put like a pair of yoga pants on, I'm like, oh my God, I dressed up today. I'm in yoga pants. Shit fits me. I feel good.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, obviously customize this to whatever level of insanity you're at. Because Delaney is on a different page. But yeah, like do things. If you usually wear makeup to work and maybe you've gone like a week without wearing it because you're like, well, I don't have a reason to, fucking throw a little mascara on. You would be amazed how much better you'll feel. At least that's how I feel. Like if I look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, it doesn't look like I just rolled out of bed. Again, it's like you're trying to tap into more normalcy, what you felt like day to day before this hit.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, Sam and I have been doing this web series, which are very short videos, and that's like given me a reason to like do my hair and put makeup on, which I've realized has been so helpful. Have I been doing them all in the same pair of sweatpants and changing my shirt? Yes. But
you know, something's gotta balance out. That makes total sense.
Yeah. I mean, I have not put on jeans. I mean, I don't think I've worn underwear in a week, but hey,
living the dream.
I mean, I am just trying to make sure I don't get a UTI when I can't see a doctor. Let's be real.
These are dire times.
That being said, my skin looks amazing. From the lack of air pollution and whatnot. But yeah, that's a good reason. And when you make these like FaceTime dates with friends and family and stuff, I feel like that helps also with maybe putting on a little mascara or whatever, trying to look like you tried a little bit. Cause you know, if it's just you alone, if I were here alone, if Sam had not stayed with me, I would be in the fetal position. Like you guys would not have heard from me. I would be, I don't know what I'd be doing with myself. I mean, I think cleaning is another big thing. Making your bed every day, like for me, that's huge. That feels like I did something. Like when you're stuck inside like this, doing anything. I saw Gary Goldman post a picture of him shaving today, And yes. He said, like, even like doing small tasks will help. Yeah. I have totally felt that where I'm like, okay, I cleaned the bathroom today. Like, yeah. Amazing. That feels like I did something. We shoot these videos. We're like, okay, it feels like we kind of worked. If you can do something creative, like now's the time. You have plenty of time to do that. Take Delaney's Thriving Artist course to find, you know, creative and new ways to be generating income on your own terms. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do. Thank God that this is happening to us right now in our lifetime. I mean, in 1918, when there was a Spanish flu, by the way, don't read about Spanish flu. You'll get freaked out. But they didn't have the internet. Like, we have the internet. Like, yes, it sucks to stay inside, but we have every movie and TV show available to us. We can get things delivered if we need to. And we can see our loved ones every day if we want to. It sucks not being able to hug everybody, but you can still hang out with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Oh man, this would be a great time to start your spring cleaning early, you guys. If you have been waiting to like declutter the home or start like, you know, organizing stuff or whatever, you can at least get your donation bags and stuff like that ready to go and put them in a corner of your home.
Yeah.
Because I know that near us, Goodwill and stuff like that is closed and they're not accepting drop-offs and stuff right now. But at least you can kind of get that set to the side knowing that you'll be dropping that off. And if I could relive the Marie Kondo shit, I would. You know this.
It's a great time.
It's the best feeling. So, you know, the life-changing magic of tidying up, listening to that, you know, on audio or reading that book and like just kind of taking that time to just like, you know, declutter the things that are not serving you in your life and kind of like making room for the new things that you want to incorporate. And, you know, maybe it could be kind of like a healing time for you to just kind of, you know, spend some quality time with yourself right now and reflect.
For sure. And if you're looking for, I know I've said this before, if you're looking for a place to keep things that you want to give to Goodwill and you don't want to like have a cluttered space in your home, put it in the trunk of your car.
Yeah. That's what Cam and I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Trunk of your car. It's a great second dresser. It's very nice.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Also, our amazing audio engineer, Emma, just messaged us and said, I've been not washing my hair to retrain it to not need as much shampoo because normally it's too gross to do in public.
Oh, I love it. Yes, the no poo method is a great thing to do right now.
Yeah. Because that's a whole process that you can go through if you want to try and like, I think reduce the oil production is that you have to let your hair not be washed for a full week.
Ooh,
but I agree.
I'm going to do that.
When else could you do that besides now? So it's a great time to try that.
Now.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm doing it right now. I'm already like three days in.
You're always doing it.
I'm like 3 days in right now, but I'm going to keep this going another 4 days. I got this, you guys. New project.
I've never had more confidence in somebody than you to not wash your hair for a full week. Like, I have zero doubt that you'll accomplish that goal.
Yes.
Seriously.
I think I can do it. And then while we're kind of like giving tips on like, you know, how to like enjoy this time and stuff, I also have some practical tips too. And these are like, a lot of these are from my grandparents actually, who, you know, survived World War II and all that good stuff. And, you know, not saying that things like that are happening, but just in any kind of, you know, emergency type of situation or when things are kind of being closed down or shut down, these are just good things to keep in mind. And I'm definitely going to be implementing them. Keep your phone charged. That's a good tip. Keep your gas tank full. In case you got to go anywhere last minute. Obviously, stock up on some food and water for like a couple weeks at a time, like we suggested. And get some batteries too, you know, for different flashlights or things that might, you know, be around your home. Stock up on your pet food. Might want to have like a little emergency cash fund if you want to take some money out and just like hide that somewhere in your home. Stay in, you know, try to take care of your health. Stay in like decent shape, you know, so work out and all that stuff, just whatever you can do to like feel your best right now. Obviously go out for only necessities. And if you do have to go somewhere, recommend taking a buddy with you. Try not to go out in the evenings. This is just, you know, a precaution because sometimes, you know, when things like a big change like this and people panic and They might be acting out of fear. Unfortunately, the crime rates tend to go up. And so it's just really important to, you know, try not to go out in the evenings. And if you do have to go somewhere, if you can get like a friend to go with you. And then, yeah, staying in touch with family and friends and maintaining that communication. You guys, and I'm so sorry if you've been laid off, and I know that that's happening a lot right now. If you are wanting to, you know, generate some extra cash right now, or you might be looking for a new job, there are a lot of remote job options. And if you haven't done that before, I understand, that could be a big source of anxiety, is like not knowing how that would work. But I really recommend like things like Indeed.com and like websites like that where you can find jobs. I think a lot of people are going to be needing, you know, virtual assistants right now and stuff like that. And so it might be the time to kind of look into something like that, or ask friends and family, you know, friends of friends, if anybody needs help with their businesses right now, because I know a lot of businesses are going to, you know, suffer from this. But there's a lot of businesses that are actually going to be doing well because of this, and they might need the extra help as well. So it's just going to be kind of shifting in that way. I literally just got off the phone with my dad not too long ago, and his business is having like the best month of sales he's ever had, because he works in the packaging. He owns his own packaging business, and because people are stocking up on things like hand sanitizer and shampoo and all this stuff, he is they are, you know, selling out a lot of their packaging right now. And so things like that, where like he might actually be needing extra help to keep his business going and maintain, you know, to accommodate his customers. But I know that a lot of people are experiencing the exact opposite, and they're getting laid off and their hours are being cut and all that. And it's, I can't imagine, it's so stressful. But hopefully that's a little hopeful in the sense that there will be jobs for you, and jobs will still be there for you. It just, you might need to search a little bit and go looking for them.
Yeah. And just a heads up, I mean, I'm sure we were going to say this by the end of the episode too, but the dates that, Tay and I have been plugging for the next couple months, obviously we are also out of work for at least the next 2 months, which is really horrible and scary, and we hate it. But we're also hoping that the dates that we were supposed to do will be rescheduled for later in the year. So just keep an eye on our social media and our websites. But yeah, anytime that like in recent episodes, it's been like, okay, we're coming here. Just know that all the comedy clubs are closed right now.
Yep. And the Nashville Comedy Festival that we were supposed to be performing at, that's, you know, we're not going to be there anymore, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, we apologize if you've purchased tickets for that. But yeah, no, it's, I think a lot of people are going to be, pivoting, you know, a little bit right now with, the way that they make money. And, it's just interesting to see, even with my one-on-one creative consulting clients, like, you know, we're kind of ramping up certain things so we can, you know, maintain or increase their sales right now, or, you know, starting new things so they can generate new income. And, it's just kind of shifting things a little bit. And, you know, if you have lost your job, just know that you have experience, you have skills, and it might just take, you know, some repackaging of those skills and presenting them in a different way in order to get work right now. And, I totally feel for you, but, I think it's important to try to remain hopeful with everything right now, and try to look at the opportunities that are out there and the ones that will be popping up because of this.
Yeah. And then one of the last tips we want to give is just how to make sure you don't get overwhelmed with corona anxiety between social media, group texts, news notifications. Information right now is obviously horribly overwhelming. So to counter this, identify the friends you trust for breaking news, and, you know, you can rely on them for updates if you feel like you can trust them. But for everyone else, especially and potentially parents who send news at anxiety-inducing levels sometimes, you can just establish some boundaries by letting them know you won't be reading or responding to their messages about the coronavirus. If that's like what your situation is with your parents, I know that's not necessarily how it is for everybody, but sometimes, you know, you have like alarmist parents who send you shit that makes you spiral. And you're like, wow, if I hadn't read this, I would be feeling okay right now. But now I'm like all freaked out. So again, we said earlier, it's like you don't want to be ignorance is bliss right now, but you also don't want to be spiraling.
Totally.
Also, have you been considering therapy? Right now might be a great time to try out an online therapist. I know I just had a phone call with mine a couple hours ago where it was like, we just did it over the phone. I usually see her in person, but I'm just trying to be safe right now. Also, meditation, another great way to reduce stress from the comfort of your home. You know, I've recommended the Headspace app before. There's lots of other good ones. That's made a big difference for me, is being able to take, even if it's the 5-minute option, you won't finish the meditation feeling worse than when you started. Mm-hmm. You just won't.
Yeah, such a good point. And I think, oh God, it's so important to maintain that balance of how you're ingesting information and how often. And for me, I'll be honest, I'm preparing for the worst, but I'm hoping for the best, because I like to be as prepared as possible. Yeah. But now that I feel prepared in these certain ways that I've, you know, that Cam and I have like prepped for ourselves, now I feel like, okay, I've done everything I can do. I can relax now, and I'm going to remain hopeful, and I'm going to contribute however I can to help other people get through this, you know, with my business and stuff like that. And that's really all we can do, is just prepare the best you can, and then really just try to relax and enjoy yourself if you can. I know it's super hard, but I wouldn't, I know that some people will have like the news on like all day and night, and just that I don't think that's going to be good, you know, for you right now. And I think maybe setting a couple times, maybe once or twice a day, maybe twice a day, morning and afternoon or morning and evening, we're like, okay, I'm giving myself 10 minutes to check up on the updates, and then I'm going to go about my day, and then I will check it up, you know, in the evening, and like, that's it. Like, if you can limit that, when you're going to like, you know, a responsible news source or whatever that is. But
yeah.
How have you guys been managing the information that you're reading or watching or hearing or listening to?
I want to know first thing in the morning, like the state of things. I get notifications on my phone with like big news stories. But there have also been times where, like, you know, Sam's making dinner and he's got the news on, and I'm like, I can't listen to the news anymore. Like, I just can't. Cause there's one thing to be informed and know what's going on, and then it's another to just keep listening to the same thing over and over again.
Right.
And also, I mean, if you're staying home, like all of us are, and you're prepared, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
There just isn't. Yeah. So, you know, the news right now, it feels like it's for people who are like, it's still fine. Like, that's who it feels like it's for right now. Right. More than us.
Right. Yeah. I try to kind of gather some new information in the morning, and then I have certain friends who can tend to like freak me out a little bit, and I haven't said anything to them as far as like, hey, can you not send me stuff like this? But it's just like,
is it me?
It's neither of you.
Okay. It's probably me this morning.
I'm talking about somebody else, but I will, sometimes I just won't respond right away, because it's like, I just need some space from it. And I'm like, okay, I'm just like, that's not helping me right now. So I'm not going to tell them like, hey, stop sending me stuff like this. But I just have to form kind of my own boundaries in terms of like what information is going to make me feel okay versus what's going to kind of send me spiraling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. That's the thing, is like, if somebody's like texting or calling, like, you know, you don't have to respond or answer. Like, you make the rules with that.
Right.
So, you know, if you're like, okay, this person's calling me again, it's 100% to update me on what's going on, I don't feel like, you know, dealing with this right now, I'll call them back in an hour, you know, or something. Yeah. But oh, so true. So
yeah, true. For sure. So those are some of our tips. We have an iTunes review of the episode. Who wants to read that?
I'll read it. This is from G Thang the First. Funny and informative. This show is hilarious. Self-help is made light and funny by these comedians. This is a great podcast for folks who have been on a self-improvement journey or are just starting out.
Thank you.
That's so nice. Thank you. Very nice of you.
Hey, I mean, is there a better time to leave us a 5-star rating and review than when you have literally nothing else to do and you're already staring at your phone or computer? Right. I think not. I think now's the time.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Do you guys want to do some segments, or was this kind of like one big segment?
I feel like this is like one big segment. I don't think I have like a specific thing. I've just been trying to survive.
Yeah,
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of talked about what we're kind of up to right now, and
yeah,
we love you guys. We're in this with you. We're doing the same things you are, and just sending a lot of love and positivity your way.
Yeah, exactly. So reach out to us. You know, we check our social media. We check the Self-Helpless social media every day. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear how you're doing. As always, you can email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. And we, again, loved doing our live Q&A with you guys for the Patreon members. Thank you all so much for being a part of that. We had a really good time doing that.
Yeah. That was really cool. And the recording is there if you want to watch it. You can get access to it at patreon.com/selfhelpless. So it's there. Honestly, this might be a good time to join Patreon if you've been holding out, because there's how many episodes, Kelsey, on Patreon now?
Oh my God. So many. Over 50.
Yeah, like you guys could binge more. I know that a lot of you get sad when you run out and you're all caught up on Self-Helpless episodes. Yeah. There's like, 50 plus episodes on Patreon that you could binge along with the live Q&A recording. So might be a good month to just try that out and see how you like it. Because honestly, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts right now. It just feels comforting just like hearing people talk and just not feeling like alone. And so podcasts have been relieving a lot of stress and anxiety for myself right now. Is there anything that you guys like want to plug right now? As far as, you know, Taylor, you're doing that web series with Sam, which is super fun. Like anything that you guys want to direct people to that you're going to be working on in the meantime?
Yeah. I mean, there's Wrists of Fury episodes. There's over 20 episodes of Wrists of Fury on YouTube, and a new episode came out a week ago. It's the special undercover hustling episode of me in Vegas pretending like I've never played foosball before and playing against guys who think I'm just a terrible drunk idiot. And it was so much fun to do. So that episode's up along with all the others. So if you're looking for something to binge, there's that. My comedy album is available anywhere you listen to comedy albums, Spotify, iTunes, and on my social media, which we plug in the outro of the show.
Yeah. Lovely. If you haven't watched my Netflix special yet, Quarter Life Crisis, what the hell is wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. It's, if you haven't seen it yet, obviously that's streaming on Netflix. Sam and I are doing this new couple gets quarantined video. We're putting out, like, we've been putting out 2 videos a day. We're wondering if that's too much and if we should do once a day.
Nothing is too much at this point. Nothing
is too much right now.
No, dude. But, freaking kill it.
We're realizing that we are probably going to be stuck inside, which, you know, is fine by us. I say stuck, but we're actually, you know, very happy to be together for this time. We're going to be starting a podcast, hopefully in the next week, where we watch movies together, because which, you know, we won't be able to do after this quarantine is over, most likely. But for the duration of this quarantine, you know, we got some time. So we're calling it This Is Important to Me. And it's going to be, each episode is going to be me showing him a movie that he hasn't seen that I love and is important to me, or it's going to be him showing me a video of a movie that is very important to him and I haven't seen. Sam is 7 years older than me, so he has seen far more movies than I have. So he's going to have an easier time with it. And he's going to have to watch some chick flicks.
Oh, I love it. That is so freaking cute. What a great idea, dude. That's awesome. The only thing I kind of want to put out there is I would really like to help the people that are kind of freaking out about their jobs right now. This is what I do for a living now. And so helping people build businesses or change their path, whether it's a service-based business or a product-based business. I help a lot of podcasters and performers and comedians and stuff. So if you're, or if you're just looking to revamp, like update your resume and practice your interview skills, and you want some tactics on getting some remote work right now, I would really love to help anybody who really needs this. And so I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do, because my schedule is pretty full with clients, but I might be able to do like a group consulting thing of some kind, whether it's like monthly or weekly or a one-time thing. I'm not sure what it's going to be, so I'm not going to like say what the offer is right now. If you are interested in whatever this is going to be and you like the information when it's set in stone, if you can email my lovely assistant at DelaneyFisherAssistant@gmail.com. That's DelaneyFisher assistant, assistant@gmail.com. And just say, hey, I'm interested in, you know, the group consulting Delaney might be doing. We will make sure that you get all the information when that is ready. But I just feel like called to help people with this right now, because I think my skill set can help people in this time of need. And even though I don't have a lot of room for one-on-one calls, I could do some kind of like group call or cast of some kind. And I want to figure out how I can do that and give you guys resources and resume templates and just anything that I can offer for that.
Perfect.
So reach nice out. Trying my best.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We love you guys and we're here for you. You're not alone going through this, and please stay safe and stay healthy, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content and ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at KelseyCook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at KelseyCookComedy. Twitter is at KelseyCook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.